Ladies and sexy men, day 69 of the Inner Winner Show. I'm Andy, and guess what? 69 is the sex number. So we're going to be talking a little bit about sexual intercourse today, coitus, coital relations, a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, or a non-binary and a non-binary, or an elephant and a mongoose coming together, whatever gender or nationality or race or... Fuck, man, PC culture, okay, being serious for a minute, PC culture is so much work, right? You have to keep in mind all of this shit. It's so much easier to just be really offensive like I am and just not even bother with that fucking gay shit. Probably can't even say gay. You can't say gay like that. I'm going to hell. So I'm recording this while listening to music in my headphones. Obviously, you're not going to be able to hear the music because it's in my head, not on the microphone. I want to see what it's like to be listening to music while I do one of these podcasts, like if it helps me concentrate and get into the mood, or if it's just like becomes a distraction. So I'm listening to drum and bass, but like liquid drum and bass. So it's kind of a lot more relaxed, a bit smoother and softer and not hardcore. Yeah, I want to see if it helps me with the podcast. It's nice to listen to, but I have this sneaking suspicion I'm going to say it's like distracting or something. I'm also recording this podcast on the same day as the previous two podcasts. I said I was going to do 5 in a day. I might even end up doing 6 in a day. God, I shouldn't predict that, should I? But I've already got a plan for a 6th one. I don't know if I'll record them all at once. You'll have to wait to listen to all of them. I'm going to release one a day unless you sign up for my Patreon. You only have to spend $5 a month, which is basically, that may as well be $0, let's be honest. And then you get to listen to everything weeks in advance. Yeah, go sign up. Patreon.com/killyourinnerloser. Go, 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 go. Good shit there. And I also have exclusive content, stuff like that. And you get access to me as your mentor, blah, blah, blah. Good stuff. So you can probably tell from the last two podcasts, and hopefully this one too, that they flow a little better than some of the other podcasts that I've done in the past, because I've written out everything that I want to say in advance, basically like a script. I'm literally reading it from it right now. I'm kind of freestyling little bits and pieces, but for the most part, I'm reading from the script. I've planned out what I'm going to say. I'm not going to do it for every single podcast, as in I'm not going to plan out like this for every single podcast, because it is a hell of a lot of work to write, like to spend 30 minutes writing a script and then have to record the podcast on top of that. But it does help me organize my thoughts a little better. It's obviously not something you can do when you have a guest or a co-host. It's only for solo episodes, but I think it works really well. So the plan is, for some podcasts, I'm going to do them off the cuff, where it's just me sort of freestyling and talking about, like, speaking from the heart. Like, those are going to be probably half of the podcast. And then another 30% will be, like, guest interviews, podcasts with my girlfriend, Imogen. And then I'll sprinkle some other ones in on top where I read from a pre-written script. And those will probably end up being a little more shorter because I have a very specific point that I want to say. I'm not trying to have like an hour-long episode. I'm just trying to say the point in the most concise, well-spoken way that I possibly can. So we'll segue into the topic, today's topic. When people first sign up to my email newsletter, one of the first emails that I send them is a simple question. What's one thing you struggle with the most when it comes to your current goals? And we had a guy called Greg reply, and he said that his biggest struggles right now are social anxiety, losing his virginity, and moving out of home. He's made a few strides already, especially with lifting weights and making friends, but he struggles with being sexual. As in, by default, in his own words, he's far too nice and too platonic with girls that he is interested in, and as we all know, being too nice doesn't exactly wet any panties. He's talked to a few girls, he's even hit on a girl and asked for her number. He says he dresses well, he hits the gym. His issue is mostly one of anxiety and nervousness around talking to girls. He's hit the realization that he absolutely needs to overcome this anxiety and deal with it because it is becoming a problem, or it is a problem for him. Or if he doesn't, he will never actually make any moves on girls. This is a super common thing, by the way. A ton of guys improve themselves and they look good, but then they realize, oh shit, I still need to actually make all the moves, right? Like, girls won't just fall into my lap. I have to be the one to pull the trigger. make things happen. So he says his momentum was paused due to COVID, or the COVID bullshit and lockdowns and all that crap. So he's instead started focusing now on making money so that he can move out. I'm glad to hear that you're productive, Greg. Because I think that's been the biggest struggle right now. A lot of guys have... When this stuff first happened in April, like even even in March, when we first heard about like some countries were locking down, including my country, Australia, the first thing I thought was like, oh, fuck, I bet you a bunch of people are going to use this as an excuse to not hit on girls and to not work on their goals. And they're just going to sit around watching Netflix and being lazy and eating crap food. And I said, you can't do that because you have no, it's very important you don't do that because you have no idea how long this lockdown shit is going to last, right? What a fucking prophet thing for me to say, because here we are in fucking October, and my country especially, Australia, especially Victoria and Melbourne, goddamn, like all that time later, people are still locked down and crazy shit is still happening. So wasn't I a fucking prophet saying you can't let yourself be complacent because you have no idea how long this shit is going to last for? Yeah, it could be years before people stop being fucking freaks and act like normal human beings again. So you cannot use COVID as an excuse, or lockdowns as an excuse, or any external event as an excuse to kind of put your goals aside. So I'll say, be very careful, like Greg, you in particular, but anyone else listening, be very careful if you transition from a goal of getting laid and hitting on girls. If you then say like, okay, circumstances aren't working, I'm going to move over to making money. Be very careful doing that. Because I did that myself many times during like when I was trying to get laid. I didn't move to making money. I moved to like working on my fitness or working on my style. And I used it as an excuse. And I said like, okay, now is not the best time for me to hit on girls because I don't look as good as I could. So I'm just going to neglect that and focus only on the gym. And I basically used it as a very good excuse, a very bad excuse, because I was scared to hit on girls. So be very careful that that's not what you're doing. And I suspect there will be an element of that. Of course, you're probably doing that to some extent. It's easier to not hit on girls, especially during lockdowns. That's a brilliant excuse. It's a very convenient excuse. Now, I'm not going to go too hard on you, mate, because my main concern with everybody is make sure you're doing something productive. And it sounds like from what you've said, you are, because you're trying to focus on money so that you can move out. So it's not like you're sitting on the couch doing nothing. I would just say, be very careful and take a look at yourself and say, am I using this as an excuse? Is there more I can do right now? Because I'll tell you, mate, you can get laid during lockdowns. You can get laid during COVID. Like, almost all of my clients are. The only exceptions who weren't getting laid moved to somewhere where they could get laid. And now maybe that's not an option for you, because I know you said you live at home with your parents, but there's always something you can do. I've done entire podcast episodes before where I even had a guy who was from a third world country, and he said, I can't move because I don't have enough money. And it's like, that's a fucking excuse and you know it. You can go on Fiverr, you can make a ton of money, especially because you live in a third world country, and these people will pay you in United States dollars, which will translate very fucking well for you. So you can be a wealthy man and leave, or leave to a more expensive part of your city. There's always something you can do. So be very cautious if you are going to use COVID as an excuse or a reason not to hit on girls, because I'm going to have to call you out. And I would suspect you probably are being a little bit full of shit. You know what I mean? Like, unless you're literally in a country like as bad as where I was, Melbourne, Victoria, where you literally have a curfew and you can only go outside 1 hour a day, and police literally arrest people and give them $5,000 fines, and there's violence, and a woman went to jail for 6 months for trying to get around lockdown laws and shit like that. Like, unless you're in a crazy ass country like that, there is always girls you can hit on, moves you can make, stuff you can do. And even in a batshit fucking crazy place like Melbourne, where I was, guess what? You can just leave. I fucking left. I took out a bank loan. I put myself in debt so I could leave. My girlfriend did the same shit. There's always something you can do. Again, I'm not going to go too hard on you, mate, because it sounds like you're being productive. You're doing something, and something is always better than nothing. I just am trying to encourage you to do, maybe don't completely neglect the girl stuff or the social anxiety stuff or working on yourself in that regard stuff, the social stuff. you can easily lose your virginity during COVID, and it is an excuse to say like, oh, there's COVID, so I can't lose my virginity, or I live at home, so I can't lose my virginity. There's always something you can do. You can have sex in a fucking park or a car, or, you know, there's always something you can do. Go to her house, have sex, book a hotel room, blah, blah, blah. You could lose your virginity, I suspect, within the next 2 months right now if you wanted to. If it was your main mission, you could lose your virginity in 1 month from right now during lockdowns while living at your home. Because if you wanted it, you would make it happen. You would do whatever the fuck it takes to make it happen. You would crawl over broken glass to make it happen. So don't make too many excuses. But to give you some actual advice, Greg, and hopefully this will apply, or I think this will apply to other guys listening, keep doing what you're doing right now with the money stuff. That's brilliant. Like moving out will make it 80 billion times easier to get laid. And it is a requirement if you want to have a great sex life. Just be very careful that you're not using it as an excuse, like I'm saying. Like, because I suspect you will find, if you're still a virgin when you move out, you will move out and then you will go, I still need to like make the moves. You'll still be, here's what I'm trying to say. You will still be the same person when you move out. Right? Like, you're not going to magically change into a badass guy. It's exactly what you've found when you've started hitting the gym and working on your body and stuff. At first, you thought, if I can just improve my body, I'm sure you had this thought, if I can improve my body, girls will just fall all over themselves and sit on my lap and want me. You go to the gym, you gain some muscle, you lose some weight, you start looking good, you dress well, and then guess what? Girls don't fall all over you. They give you more attention, but they don't fuck you. You have to make the moves. And I suspect you are going to find the same thing when you move out. You're going to be like, well, now I have my own apartment, or I'm sharing with a mate or whatever. I'm out of home. I'm not just suddenly getting laid. Like, I still have to go out there and try and get laid. So I would say set the foundation right now. Try right now to try and get laid. Like right now, even during COVID, there is always something you can do. There are girls you can talk to. There are ways to beat your approach anxiety and all that kind of stuff. Do stuff right now. Do not put it off any longer. I think you've put it off and you've used this as an excuse. And I want to see you focus more on that while also making money. And that's a good endeavor as well. But I think you can do both. So even if you want to say, I'm going to make money my number one goal, and then I'm going to have girl stuff as number two, that's reasonable. That's fine. Do that if you want to. But just do something. Don't do nothing. Even if you're doing only tiny little things like, every day I go out and I say hello to one girl. Or if you can't do that, once a week I say hello to one girl. That's all you have to do. Just something to keep it ticking over. Or I'm going to work on my Tinder photos and take better photos. Or, you know, I'm going to figure out how to use a camera so that I can take good photos. Or I'm going to read Andy's Tinder guide. And if you want that Tinder guide, it is at killyourinnerloser.com/Tinder guide, or just search for Tinder guide on my website. I'll leave a link in the show notes below. The next thing that you wanted to work on was your socializing and stuff like that, your general social anxiety. I'm not sure what masks are like and what lockdowns and shit are like where you are, but if you can go outside and socialize, do it. You probably can. Most of the world is like reasonably normal at this point, apart from a few shithole places. Go to meetup.com and make friends on there. I even have an article on my website called How to Make Friends. Go read that. There'll be a link in the show notes below to that. So the show notes are theinnerwinnershow.com/69. Because making friends is really just like anything else. It's a numbers game. You need to go to a ton of meetups, hang out with a lot of people, and some of them will be awesome, and you'll click and you'll become friends. You really do have to play the numbers game. Which is why I recommend just using Meetup. You know, it gives you a chance to meet like a fuck ton of people and you find some cool ones. I also recommend you sign up for the Good Looking Loser Approach Anxiety and Approach Anxiety program and use that. I would definitely start doing that right now. There's a few guys on my forums who are doing that program right now, even during lockdowns, even with people wearing masks and stuff like that. Don't use it as an excuse. I have an article called How I Beat My Approach Anxiety. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to that. And I talk about how I lost my anxiety with this program, how I learned to talk to girls and get laid, everything I went through. I even keep like a detailed log and recorded a video diary so you can see how much I've changed over the years, which is pretty fucking funny, to be honest, to see how like shy and timid and terrified I used to be. And I'll be real, it makes me kind of smile to see how far I've come in the last 5 years. It's funny looking back at my old self. All right, next topic, losing your virginity. That again is just you playing the numbers game. You need to realize being a virgin literally doesn't matter one bit. You just haven't stuck your penis in a girl yet. a lot of guys wrap up all their self-esteem in whether they're a virgin or not a virgin. Like, they're a loser just because they haven't had sex. Well, at some point, I hadn't had sex. At some point, I hadn't recorded a podcast. At some point, I hadn't written any blog articles. Was I a loser during those moments? No, I just hadn't done those things yet. I was inexperienced. So you're not less of a man or less of a person just because you haven't done something yet. And I'm not even necessarily saying this to you, Greg, because I don't know where your head is at. You didn't mention whether or not, you know, you beat yourself up over being a virgin, but a lot of guys do, or it's a sticking point and they feel like, I will never move past this. Or they feel like, I'll never be able to lose it, or I'll always be stuck, or it'll take me too long to lose it and I'll never get there, like all that kind of stuff. Especially, like, you need to start thinking it like, I will eventually lose my virginity. Like, that's basically guaranteed. Even if it takes you a ridiculously long amount of time, you will still eventually do it. There's almost no one on this planet who doesn't lose their virginity by the time they die. So why would you beat yourself up over something that you're working on and something that you will eventually be successful at? I'm going to be self-aware here and say I do get it, because God knows I beat myself up for not being able to pay all my bills yet from my website and this podcast. I do feel like a loser, even though the truth is I just haven't done it yet, right? I will eventually do it. So it's not that I'm never going to do it. It's not that I am the person who can't do it. I will do it. I just haven't done it yet. It's something I am working on currently. So I have to remind myself of that fact, and the fact that I will eventually get there, and that I'm not a fucking loser just because I can't pay all my bills yet. So if you're a guy who beats himself up for whatever it is, especially losing your virginity, be a little kinder to yourself. Remind yourself that, just like I have to remind myself, you just haven't reached your goal yet. And your goal isn't that far off. You will get there as long as you keep taking these baby steps every single day towards that goal. One step at a time, all that sort of stuff. Like I said, I don't necessarily get the feeling that you're beating yourself up for being a virgin, because you didn't mention anything like that, but a lot of guys do beat themselves up. It's like a secret fear that they have of, I'm never going to lose this, or it's going to take me years and years. I really want you guys listening, if you are a virgin or you're inexperienced, I really want you to listen to what I'm going to say. I need you to realize that being a virgin simply means you haven't put your penis inside a vagina yet. Nothing more. Nothing less. I'll leave you with that thought. Remember to join my Patreon. You get exclusive access to all these episodes early, like weeks earlier than anyone else. Get exclusive Patreon-only content, access to me as your mentor, a free Zoom call at the highest tier, all that good stuff. Patreon.com/killyourinnerloser. And what was this episode like? Recording while listening to music. It was kind of nice. I kind of liked it. It was like a little slightly distracting, but the music's very quiet in my ear, so it's not too bad. I'm probably not going to do it again. I think it's better to just have like quiet when you're recording. But yeah, I'm having fun experimenting with different ideas and ways of recording. I'm actually recording this right now. I'm sitting in a dark closet because I'm at a hotel room. I'm stuck in this hotel room during like quarantine because I had to escape my country. Long story. And I tried a couple of episodes in the bathroom. The last two episodes were in the bathroom. That was weird. This is in a cupboard. I don't like being in a cupboard. It's fucking claustrophobic and horrible. I can't do it in the main like hotel room because my girlfriend is working from home right now. She's works at a call center. So, you know, I think I'll do the rest in the bathtub. I'm going to try sitting in the bathtub. We'll see what that's like. Fucking weird, but hey, life's too short. You got to experiment and do weird shit, yeah?